Hello, bonjour. You are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelt a little bit differently. And we have some beautiful music in store for you today, as well as a chat with their creator, Danny from Husbands. They played a song, I think it was last Thursday, here in Vancouver. They are currently on their West Coast tour, and I think the band is next heading to the East Coast to perform some shows in the New York area. But I was able to chat with Danny. He told me all about the band, the creation of their music, and we chatted a little bit about beaches, weddings. I invited myself to a few different things. Anyway, lots of really lovely things in store for us today. And to start us off, I'm going to play a beautiful song off of their latest... I'm going to pick my favorite song off of their latest album. The album is called Quattro, and this is the song Can't Do Anything.
How's it going, Valley? Is it Valley?
It is Valley, like a valley, nice. Spelt nice. A little bit differently.
It's nice. Aesthetically pleasing spelling. I like it.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. It's a nice, it's a mid-sunny day. It's not raining, but it's not too cold. So I'm
okay.
Good. I'm glad about that. You're already in Vancouver?
Yeah, we're in Vancouver, and it just stopped, like, snow raining kind of thing, like ice rain or something, so, yeah.
Where in Vancouver are you?
Yeah, I don't know, it's kind of a chilly day and kind of dreary, but it's nice, you know, it's just winter. OKC's kind of the same, too, so.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I do find that sometimes I'll be like on one side of the city and I'll be like, oh, it's such a nice day. And then I'll call my friend who's on the other side of the city and they'll be like, it's pouring with rain, it's
Yeah.
horrible. Like,
Are you in Vancouver as well?
I'm in Vancouver too.
So it's not, is it not, it's not doing the same thing
It was
then.
not
Okay.
here. It was yesterday though. So
Yeah.
maybe it just moved over a little bit.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. So starting off, you're in a band called Husbands, and I was wondering if you got remarried, let's say tomorrow is your wedding day, and you have to choose one of your songs for your bride to walk down the aisle to, which song would you pick?
Okay, well, I'd have to pick like a love song, I think. And all my love songs are written about my wife, so it would be like pre-made for her, so that'd be good. Let me see. But what I tend to write about is like less the happy times and more like just more it's more interesting to kind of do the things with some tension and conflict in there. But let me think of a love song here. Did you say walk down the aisle too, or was this like a first? Okay.
Or it could be whatever you want, renewal of vows. You guys could be like skydiving or
Okay. Let's say I'll say this is for the moment where it's like I've now pronounced you husband and wife and you get to go down because it's li easier to pick a livelier one. I'd say Mexico just because that one is about her and it's about kind of doing our thing. So I'd say Mexico. Then it's pronounce you man and wife, kiss the bride, walk down, present. Yeah, that's what I do. Mexico.
wonderful. Am I
Yeah.
invited to this cool renewal?
Sure. Yeah, you get a press pass. You can come and cover it if you want. Be nice. There's my wife right there. She's coming in.
I'll
Yeah.
pray.
Welcome to Vancouver.
Thanks.
Okay, next question. If you had to choose a celebrity husband to join your band. So this is basically like who's your celebrity like music crush, but they have to be married for them to join the husband's band.
Okay, there's probably an easy answer for this. I got a lot of man crushes that are married, I believe. I'd probably pick a musician as well. Maybe Kurt Weill. He's like a family guy. His daughters are on his cover, and he's great at guitar. I also love Ben Queller, and he's also a cool guy, and he would fit in well. So maybe Ben Queller or Kurt Weill or somebody like that.
Maybe both, you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah,
there
maybe both. They could both join and we'd just be a six piece. It'd be
you
good.
go, but wonderful.
Yeah.
And then the last intro question that I have is, you once described yourself as more of a beach person than, you know, like a mountain person or a forest person. What's your favorite beach in the world at the moment?
Well, my favorite one is a beach called Playa Carrillo in Costa Rica, because I live kind of part-time in Costa Rica, and that's the one that's just like walking distance from our house, and it's kind of a local beach for the people who live there. And my wife and I just go there and sit in lawn chairs and chill all the time. So I spend a whole lot of time there. You can't surf, actually, you can surf on like one end of it, but normally it's not that great. But that's my favorite chill out beach. The prettiest beach I think I've ever been to, though, which is like a side quest question, is it was in Puerto Rico, and I wrote the song Culebra after it being such a pretty place that I felt like I could die there or something. That's kind of what that song's about. So Culebra is like the prettiest one, but I would say Playa Carrillo is my favorite beach, though.
Okay. I'm
Yeah.
gonna actually rescind my self invitation to your
Hey,
marriage tomorrow, and I'm gonna invite myself to that beach with you guys instead.
you would
Okay.
like it. You would
Okay.
like it. You have to bring your own food. There's like no restaurants there,
Oh,
because
okay.
one of the Carter family guys owns the entire beach, like Jimmy Carter's cousin or something, and he doesn't sell it to anyone for decades and decades. So there's no commercial business there. So
Okay.
bring your own snacks.
I'm very, I will say I'm very good at packing snacks, so
Nice. You
I'll
said.
supply snacks. Wonderful. So you've released your latest project. It came out in October of last year. It's called Quattro. Talking a little bit about that, that's the first album that you made without your duo partner, Will. And you had kind of mentioned that it would be a little bit of a different creative process making this album. How did you find that creative process kind of by yourself and including maybe more of the musical members of the band as well?
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting, and it was kind of different than I thought it would be, because I thought it would be something like, okay, well, I'm doing it by myself. And I'd kind of like things had been sort of going that way for a while in terms of like the songwriting portion of things of Husbands. So I thought it was just going to be like, okay, I can just write songs. But something that Will had always done was challenge my ideas and make me rethink things. And it was always, 99% of the time for the better. So I found that I needed to like figure out how to critique myself a little more in terms of like sonic exploration and stuff, because songwriting is kind of different from arranging and recording and making it sound compelling, like texturally, I guess. So once the songs were there, I found it a little more difficult to like figure out the elements that would kind of ear candy to keep a listener sort of hooked on the song. So that's, yeah, like you said, we kind of brought in the other members of the band, and they sort of lent their ears to it, because they, had a long history of being in other bands and writing their own music. And so it's really kind of natural, because we already had a, musical relationship with one another, because we'd been playing live since 2016. So it's kind of the first time we got to kind of do the songwriting part together, or at least the song arranging and recording and mixing and engineering of it. So it's really fun. And I also leaned a lot more on our producer Chad Copeland, who we've worked with for our last, three records or so, at least on a few songs in each one. But this time he was involved in every song, and we did all the drums in Norman, Oklahoma. So it was just basically bringing in other people with great ideas, and it's fun to kind of feel the difference of what one person offers versus another, and just realize everyone's got their own unique thing to add. And as long as you can sort of keep the core identity of what you're doing intact, it's never bad to add new collaborators. So it was really fun, and I think we'll do more of that going forward. And yeah, it was great.
Wonderful. The album sounds great. And I know a lot of people have mentioned it, but it is kind of your biggest sounding album as well. Do you have you mentioned sonic, do you have like a sonic moment on this album that you're particularly proud of or that you particularly love?
Yeah, I mean, I think the sort of break right before the first chorus of Can't Do Anything, where it's this a cappella beginning to that chorus, and then the guitars come in. I think that moment, in terms of like achieving bigness, I like how that feels big. It feels dramatic. It feels full of feeling. So I really like that moment. And that moment's fun to play live as well. So I'm sort of been thinking about it more. So maybe that's why it's on my brain. And that's like nothing fancy. It's just guitars and loud vocals. But that's kind of what we were doing with this. I didn't really intend for this one to be as intricately arranged as maybe we've done in the past. And especially, you know, as much as we did on Full On Monet, the record before it was more supposed to be straightforward bangers kind of songs on this record. And as a result of doing a whole album that way, I kind of want to do the next one totally different and chiller and definitely arranged. But all that to say, yeah, my favorite sonic moment might be that, just because I'm thinking about it. What else? Because, you know, talk about working with our producer, Chad. It's so fun to bring songs to him because he adds all these little sound tricks that are just really interesting and fun. So I'm trying to think of something that that he did on the record. But let's just go with that. I like the chorus of Can't Do Anything.
Windows, fresh cracks on your cell phone, doesn't.
And you mentioned the word bangers, which transitions perfectly into my next question. You kind of said that you went into this album with like a bangers only mindset. Do you think that you were able to achieve that? And if yes, which of these songs really stands out as like biggest banger, like number one banger on the album?
Yeah. I do think we achieved it, and you know, sometimes I wonder, like, did we bang it too hard? Is it like exhausting to just be at that level the whole time, versus like putting in little pacing songs in the middle? But all that to say, no, it's good. It was kind of like I was thinking about the Weezer Blue album, where every song on that, there's 10 songs, they're all just power. And so yeah, I do think we achieved it. And biggest banger, I think the one that's like maybe most classically banger in terms of the chorus is maybe Crash Pad. It's just very loud and high. It's like the highest register vocally, which is why we don't play it live. It's like really hard to sing, and it's like one of two songs from the record we haven't played live, which but yeah, in terms of like classical bangers, that one kind of feels like it, because the verses start here and then you just go up for the chorus, and even the pre-chorus is big. So I'd say Crash Pad is the biggest banger. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of performing live, which song have you found has the biggest like audience reaction, and which one gets people really excited?
Lately, Used to Surf has been fun. We started playing three of the songs before the record came out when we were touring with Goth Babe in the summer, and that was Can't Do Anything, Used to Surf, and Vangelis. So those are the three that on this tour we found that have come a lot more naturally, just because we've had time to work them out on the road. So one of those three is probably the answer there, and I would say Used to Surf, just because the verses are really quiet and there's just a kick drum beating and palm muted guitar, so the dynamics are more pronounced on that one. And it's just a funny song, and there's these bandy moments of silence and then ins and outs. So that one's fun. It ends a cappella as well, and kind of goof around when we're singing the end of that one. So maybe that one, although Vangelis is really fun to play too. It's more straightforward, but yeah, one of those three though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it might also help if you were playing those when you were opening up for Goth Babe, that people that discovered you through that tour might associate you guys with those songs and might get
for sure
excited when they come on.
Yeah.
And so you kind of mentioned, you kind of dropped a little hint about, you know, a future album being the opposite of Bangers Only. Sorry, I love that term.
Yeah, that's the name of a Miley Cyrus album. So I like, I think of it a lot. Yeah.
With the Z, right? Bangers.
Yeah, yeah. Bangers, that's it. It was Bangers.
Yeah. And so do you think that that's, you mentioned, you know, playing, always being on that high, just being on that high in your performances thanks to this album. Do you think that that's a way that maybe you could include, maybe your set list could be like half and half so that you have those ins and outs? Is that kind of a plan?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we have kind of slower ones from the past for sure that we put in there that we use as pacers. But something we, I think, could do more of, just because, you know, it's especially suited for the players in this band, would be incorporate more groovy elements, you know, a drum and bass kind of groovy things, because we do a lot of Beatles type pop rock. And I think for the next one, it'd be fun to do these sort of groovy, soulful things that kind of make you move a little bit in a different way, because, you know, all music can make you move, but just move in a slightly different kind of way. So that's kind of what goes through my head when I'm like mood boarding words, at least for the next record, would be something like groovy, chill, but at the same time retaining the core identity of just melodic hook, traditionally structured songs as well. I mean, I like kind of straightforward songs, so structurally and melodically I think it would feel the same, but just the level it's amped up could be different. But yeah, part of the reason of wanting to do it that way is just to play groovier things in the set. And it's always fun kind of refining the set list as well. So
make a disco groovy track.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I actually do have a disco one. We talked a little bit.
Okay. I'm excited for that. I'm a big fan. I took a lyric writing course back in college, and they were like, write a song that doesn't have, you know, the traditional verse, chorus, verse. And I was like, I hate this. This is horrible. Yeah. Like, what?
Right.
Why?
Right. But, you want to go back to the good parts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So you've mentioned kind of set lists, and you really like, you know, expanding on those set lists and working on the set list. And I was wondering, without giving away too much, but what can people expect when they come to a Husband's show? You've mentioned some older music, obviously music from Quattro. What can people expect?
We kind of do a healthy sprinkling of everything. So, I mean, I like, again, kind of poppy songs that are memorable. So as a result, we tend to play like a lot of the ones that do well on Spotify and stuff. So I would say like, we just play all the ones you'd likely want to hear. Although, you know, we get on the road and people request random deep cuts, which is always kind of flattering, but we don't know how to play them, so it doesn't work. But that being said, I would say like, just expect, you know, all the hits, I guess. And Yeah, it's been a fun set. It's the first time doing this set list, and it's very Quattro-centric. And but that being said, there's still, you know, we still play a bunch from Full On Monet and After the Gold Rush, and we do one from our first record as well. So, yeah.
Very nice. I interviewed a band once, and they mentioned that for one show, they didn't play like their biggest hit song, and apparently people were really upset. So I'm glad that you're not making that mistake.
Yeah, I went to see the Strokes and they didn't play 1251, and apparently they never do that. And I was just thinking, guys, do it for us. You know, I don't know why people. It's weird how some bands grow to resent their popular songs. Maybe it's because they think it's not indicative of what they do, but since it's indicative of what we do, we don't have to have that, you know, artistic quandary about it.
Lost along the way.
wake up alone, a pile of bones on autopilot. Thinking of home, need to buy a dome, sun on your eyelids. If you stay or not, they got your number. If you pray or not, they got your number. Liquid gold in the honeycomb, like it or not, they got your number. You can wait till sickness takes or the tide rips. Break your bread with the man instead, it keeps a tight ship. If you're named or not, you're just a number. If you pray or not, you're just a number. Dying vain, seeking higher planes. Gotta wake up, babe, this is the U.S. America. Lost along the way.
And just overall, how is the tour going? Do you have any like standout moments or anything that you're particularly looking forward to in the next upcoming shows?
Yeah, tour's going great. I mean, it's our first time in the West in about a year headlining. I guess we've been here like, we were here last March and then we were here with Goth Babe in the summer. Now we're here again. It's been great. Some highlights would be San Diego at the Casbah. That one's always fun. It's like beautiful city, and we always managed to get fish tacos and got to see the ocean right before sound check, so that was good. And we sold it out for the second time, which San Diego always feels good because the first time we went to do the headline of the West, we weren't originally scheduled to go there, but I love the city and asked if we could add it. And so our booking guy added it, and it sold out. So I was like, oh, this feels... felt like a great decision to do that. So that one always feels good. We played the Troubadour in Los Angeles, which is where, you know, all these mega famous people got their start. I think the Eagles and Elton John has a lot of history there, and Neil Young and all the California bands from the past kind of cut their teeth at that venue. So, you know, you could smell the history when you were in the green room of that place, and it ended up being a good show too. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you could sort of smell something in the air. It's like, I don't know if it's like dried sweat of
Elton John.
Yeah, it smells like Elton in here. And then
and so after tonight, your biggest standout will obviously be the Vancouver show.
Oh yeah, sure.
Tonight. Wonderful. Well, all the best tonight and all the best with your upcoming shows and with the future album as well. Looking forward to hearing that disco track.
I'm oh yeah.
That.
It's called X-Brain, just so you know. I'm gonna say it now just because I want to manifest that to
manifest
in existence.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you can't let us down. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, Danny, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, Valley, nice talking to you. I love your questions.
It was lovely getting to chat with Danny from Husbands. As I mentioned, they've got some lovely music, and if you want to hear more, check them out. Unfortunately, you are too late to go to their show, but you are still on time to listen to their music. And speaking of listening to their music, I'm going to close today's show with my second favorite song from that album. This is Mazzy by Husbands. And make sure to check them out. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in whenever you do. And I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye. So I won't ask you.
right door open, front door open, back door open, other doors wide open. Lift door open, right door open, front door open, back door open, other doors wide open. Nothing ever trying to look at my horse. Nothing ever always walking about. Nothing ever had to close the curtain. Nothing ever they always lurking. Nothing ever, what? Nothing ever, what? Nothing ever, what? Nothing ever.